Georgia Southern defeats Troy tonight 76-51, improving to 16-10 overall, 8-5 in conference play. As we continue this Ford Locker Room wrap-up with player of the game, Isaiah Crawley. You end tonight with 16 points, 9 boards, just shy of your fifth double-double, 4 offensive rebounds, 6 of 9 from the field in 22 minutes. But I've got to talk to you about the way that you began the second half. That was a messy, messy first half. I know you guys had to wait a long time with the rim and everything, but where did you find the confidence and the wherewithal to have the kind of second half you did, especially at the beginning?
I mean, I just, like, realized how the defense was, like, playing me. I could tell that they was, like, playing back. So I was just, like, I mean, Coach Betts told me just to play hard the whole game. So I was just, that was my mindset the whole time, just play hard. So I was just in attack mode the whole time.
I'm sure that you guys were aware that Jordan Bernardo hadn't played the previous 3 games. There were rumors floating around that he didn't make the trip to Atlanta. There was a chance that he may be here tonight. But knowing that their number one player wasn't going to be in, how much did that impact the way that you guys prepared?
We just realized that, I mean, one of their best players was out, so we had to take advantage of that. I was kind of upset that he didn't play, but, I mean, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. So we just took it to another level.
About 4 minutes into the second half, Tukey tried to set you up for another alley-oop dunk. I know you jumped higher than everybody else. You couldn't finish the dunk, but you ended up with a reverse layup, and then you put that smile on, which was awesome right before the media. Walk me through that play and how that got designed and how that all came about.
It's already one of the plays we got. And I told Tukey I'd rather him throw it too high than too low. And I guess he threw it a little too high. So I was just thinking come down with it and then go back up with it.
All right, Coach told me this earlier this year, but I want to get your number. What's your vertical? On a good day, on a very good Isaiah Crawley day, what's your vertical?
On a good day, I'd give it probably a 45.
You can get a 45?
44, 45.
Okay. Is that bigger than Sim? Or?
I don't know. It's probably close.
The way that this game went, there were a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls, but then you guys just seemed to use your defense. First 10 minutes of that second half, forcing a lot of turnovers, getting points off of those turnovers. You did that to Troy in the first meeting. So being able to remember that, how much confidence did it give you that you could do it again?
We realized that they were kind of shaky with the ball. And I told Best that I was just going to pressure them the whole game in 15X. And I just told everybody, let's pressure them because they didn't want to dribble that much. So I was like, let's just pressure them and get it out of everybody's hands.
I think a year ago at this time, you were playing at Columbia State. Now you're playing in the Sun Belt on national television on ESPN2. What'd that feel like?
Great. It's a great feeling. I mean, coming from where I came from, it wasn't a lot of cameras or publicity. So, I mean, to be able to play on national TV, it's great.
Going to the Carolinas next week, Coastal Thursday, App Saturday, only time you're going to see them in the regular season. I'm sure you guys look around the league and see how everybody else is doing, even if you haven't played them. If you have any knowledge, what do you know about Coastal and App going into next week?
I really don't know that much about them. We ain't really talked about them. But, I mean, I know Coastal at the top, near the top of the league, so we got to be ready for both.
Getting both of these wins to start this stretch of the end of the season where you've got 5 out of 7 at home, how much better do you feel about your position maybe before you were coming in after you finished the road trip with a loss at ULM?
I feel like we'll be all right. I mean, as long as we lock in every game and play good defense like we did tonight, we'll be all right. We'll be real good.
16-9, 22 minutes, an efficient night like a lot of your other nights. Isaiah Crawley leads the Eagles to a 76-51 victory, and now Georgia Southern preps for the Carolinas next week. Great stuff tonight.
Appreciate it.